beyond clearing the clutter inside and out, we are tackling mental clutter. Now is a great time to practice unplugging. According to the Pew Research Center, 84% of cell phone users claim they could not go a single day without their device. What do you struggle to unplug from? Social media? Video games? TV? Let's clear some mental clutter as we continue our month focusing on 10-minute tips to declutter your life.
Are you overwhelmed by clutter, looking to organize your life? Do you feel stuck and are ready for a change? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join award-winning professional organizer and coach Julie Caraccio on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out as she supports you in navigating the waters of decluttering your life and getting organized. Julie thinks outside the box and examines clutter in all areas, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, and more. Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life?
It's summer for most of my listeners. Like me, you probably would rather be at the pool, on a vacation, hanging out in nature, or relaxing and soaking up some sun. Just because summer is in full swing, you don't have to kick your entire clearing your clutter routine to the curb. July was such a hit last year, I decided to do it again, focusing on new 10-minute tips for clutter-free living. You can check out last year's July episodes for some more fast tips to declutter your life. A blog post on Distractify shared that the average person watches TV for 9.1 years, 2 years are spent watching commercials, 70% of our waking life is in front of digital media, 18% of social media users can't go a few hours without checking Facebook. On Facebook, 39,757 years of time collectively spent on Facebook each day. Let's clear some mental clutter and get unplugged. Unplugging. What's your poison? What do you need to unplug from? Video games? Facebook? Your cell phone? Computer? Take the time to choose one item. It could be something that you waste the most time on, like surfing Facebook, a bad habit such as checking your phone during family time, or spending time with videos instead of having personal interactions. If you are unsure, ask yourself some questions. Where do I seem to spend or waste a lot of time? Do I notice something I can't seem to tear myself away from? Do my family or friends complain I am addicted to something? Have any of my habits cost me anything? For example, I was late to work because I couldn't put down the video game. Advantages of unplugging. Unplugging can be hard, so why would you want to do it? First of all, it reduces stress. We aren't meant to be going 24/7 and always answering a phone or reading status updates on Facebook. You will also feel better about yourself if it is social media you are unplugging from. Researchers found that heavy Facebook use may make certain people experience feelings of envy, which in turn could lead to depression. We found that if Facebook users experience envy of the activities and lifestyles of their friends on Facebook, they are much more likely to report feelings of depression, study co-author Dr. Margaret Duffy, a University of Missouri journalism professor, said in a press release. Facebook can be a very positive resource for many people, but if it is used as a way to size up one's own accomplishments against others, it can have a negative effect. Many times we are not living in the present moment, and being plugged in serves as a way to distract us. By unplugging, it allows time for important self-reflection. Unplugging also enhances our relationships. We can spend quality, focused time with people instead of glancing at our messages every 10 seconds. We can focus on who is right in front of us instead of what isn't. Take the time to think about what you will gain from unplugging.
Do you declutter and then in no time you find yourself surrounded by clutter again? Have you tried to let go of your clutter but just don't know how? Are you stuck when it comes to releasing clutter? Are clearing the clutter inside and out, releasing and affirming MP3s support you in all areas of your life? Physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and energetic. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com.
How to. Since we are focusing on 10-minute tips, practice unplugging 10 minutes a day. If you can do more, great, but start with 10 minutes. This is manageable for most people. Write it down on your to-do list or block out a time on your calendar. Use a timer if you must. If you feel the urge to grab your device or surf the internet, take a deep breath and ask yourself some questions. Are you afraid you will miss something? Is your habit fulfilling a need? Being so plugged in 24/7 can serve as a distraction. What are you distracting yourself from? Pain? Anger? Sadness? Be gentle with yourself. We are on autopilot with these habits. The good news is if you increase your awareness, which is the first step, then it will get easier with time. Create a list of all the things you will gain when you unplug. Better relationships, more time for solitude, saving money because you won't be purchasing the latest and greatest. Keep it where you can see it. Going forward, can you continue to carve out 10 minutes a day unplugged? Is there a better habit you could replace it with, such as breath work or meditation, taking a walk or stretching? Looking for more inspiration? Check out nationaldayofunplugging.com for more information. March 3rd through 4th, 2017 is the next event. Takeaways from today's podcast. Pick one item, Facebook, your cell phone, video games, etc., that you want to unplug from. Commit to unplugging 10 minutes a day. Create a list of all the things you will gain when you unplug. Keep it where you can see it. View unplugging as an opportunity for self-reflection. What can you learn about yourself if you unplug? Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Ready to clear clutter and share your gifts with the world? The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step, so what step will you take today? Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of our 10 Steps to Clearing Clutter. Julie Caraccio provides coaching, professional organizing and speaking, organizing classes, positive affirmations, and her unique How to Declutter Your Life course. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Subscribe to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out and join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m.